from this perspective, we can see, is the Mexican energy reform, now that is almost 90% of the laws, regulations, and administrative guidelines have been issued, is it a reality? Is it providing the necessary business opportunities that we all have been expecting? You know, we read the, on the Wall Street Journal every day about huge projects and trillions of dollars required. So it depends on which sector, subsector, or niche we're talking about. So this has been a massive opening. Now, if you're a bank, a banker, a developer, an EPC company, a manufacturer, a consultant, or law firm, so it depends exactly from which perspective and in which sector, subsector, or niche. Here I have three colleagues that will talk in detail about the energy issues. I will stick to the non-technical risks, such as these ones, that this is what pretty much keeps general counsels awake if they're doing business in Mexico. Security, political risks, regulatory risks, selecting a local partner, environmental liabilities, especially offshore, that's a big one, torts, contractual liabilities, land use, anti-corruption and transparency, social and community issues, water, local content, commodity risk management,